Amen. What a Saviour. Hallelujah. What a Saviour we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful God, we come before you and we thank you and we praise you that you are the same yesterday, today and forevermore. That the grave has been empty since that Sunday morning. That you have been risen and still are risen. And we praise you, we thank you, we worship you, we honor you, we adore you, and we love to hear your word. We love to hear from you, Lord. We love to hear your voice as you lead us and guide us and direct us. That it's your promise to us, Lord, that you are the one that directs our steps. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Give us ears to hear tonight what your Spirit says to your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm Pastor Stephen, and along with my wife, Dorothy, Pastor Dorothy, we are at Renfrew Christian Fellowship, a high street in Renfrew, right across from the old parish, right next to Aldi's. That's probably enough directions for you. One with the blue glass cross and the apex. Do you hear the word of the Lord? This series has been all about your senses. And when Hugh asked me to speak and said, here's the list, which one do you want? Instantly in my spirit, it was the old ears. Do you hear the word of the Lord? It has been part of my testimony over the years of hearing God and sometimes not necessarily liking what I've heard. And there's a few nods there tonight. Do you hear the word of the Lord? I'm going to ask you that several times over the course of however long this takes. Do you hear the word of the Lord? Psalm 1 says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on it day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, and whose leaves do not wither, whatever they do, so prospers. Amen to the word of the Lord. Let your roots go down deep, church. Let your roots go down deep. We're going to cover a few scriptures that just give us the idea of hearing the word of God. Let your roots go down deep. And the Proverbs 22:17-9 says, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply to your heart my knowledge, for it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Let them be fixed upon your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I've instructed you today, even you at home watching this. Incline your ear so that you may trust in the Lord. I love that Scripture gives you a word from God and then says, so that you may. There's that wonderful encouragement in there. The person who's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, lets their roots go down deep, and then the fruit comes in its season. If you incline your ear and hear the word of the wise and apply it to your hearts, this knowledge, it's so that your trust may be in the Lord. And I may say this again later, but if we're trusting Jesus for our salvation, how much more should we trust him when he speaks to us and says us something for our life, something along the way, something along the path and along the journey. if we're trusting him for something as great as our salvation, as Stephen was saying as well, that this is a God that we trust with every fiber of our being, that our eternity is an eternity with him in glory and not an eternity in hell. That we have been saved and risen from darkness and are seated with him in heavenly places in his marvelous light. I know I'm joining scriptures together there, but hallelujah, that this is the God that we serve, the God that we love. Do you hear the word of the Lord? Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, thank you, hearing of the word of God. I'm going to refer to us hearing by talking about God's voice and talking about God's word. As we unfold things here. Because what we're hoping to hear is God's voice. In God's word, through God's word, through prophecy, through trusted words that we trust the person that's given us the word, that they hear from God, and that we check it back with scripture, that we're hearing from God. The faith comes by hearing. And if that faith has come by hearing and we're trusting him, then we need to trust him when he taps us on the shoulder and says something and whispers in our ear. We need to trust God and let our roots go down deep and hold on to the very thing that he's telling us to do or asking us to do. And in John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus says this, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. I know them, and they follow me. The older I've got, and the more in Christ, the deeper my roots I've got, I love to hear the voice of the Lord. I've got to the point now, and I'm saying this publicly, so I know it's going to probably come. I don't mind even hearing correction from the Lord. Because I know that it's the best thing. If I'm stepping out of line and if I'm doing something wrong and he says, snip, that needs to change, I know it's because he's got his plans and his purposes for his kingdom and his glory and for things to come to pass that we're praying. We're praying your kingdom come, your will be done. And sometimes, if we're honest, we're standing right in the way of it. And that's a hard one to take, but do you hear the word of the Lord? Sometimes we are standing in the very way of the thing that God's trying to accomplish through us. Hearing comes with expectation of action. James 1:22 says that we should be doers as well as hearers. I remember when I was a little boy, my mum saying to me, now we used to stay in a house that had a coal fire, and then we moved from a house that had a coal fire to have a coal fire and central heating. So there was a back boiler and you had to pull a switch thing and make it all in the cupboard. My dad knew what he was doing. I was only a young teenager at the time. But still, I remember being either at my gran's, it was a coal fire, or in my mum's, and my mum's saying, don't put your hand in there. It burns. And I'm going, okay, what does burning mean? What does burning feel like? I think we all know where this is going, don't we? And we're like, that's all right. It doesn't hurt. Bit longer. Ooh, bit longer. Ah! What happened? Oh, you burnt yourself. You saw the black smoke on the fingers. Big giveaway. I smelt like the fire. Hands under the cold water. Lesson learned? Maybe. You get older, you get flyer, you just think to yourself, well, I'll just not hold it in for so long. Ha ha ha. Look, I'm not burning myself. I'm on top of candles and things like that. And you hit the candle and the wax hits your hand. Ah! Lesson learned? You know what I mean. You've all been there. And here's hoping when we hear the word of the Lord that we're not quite the same as we were when we were children. And when the Lord tells us something that we don't think, yeah, okay, I'm hearing that, Lord, but I'm not doing it. Well, let's let that one hang in the air for a wee minute. God's word is a proactive word. Something always happens when God speaks. I love the fact that God spoke creation into being. Something always happens when God speaks. We were just back from holiday a couple of weeks ago, and we hired a camper van, and then we went to Fort William for the night, then over to Skye for 3 nights, back to Fort William and back down the road. And as we were driving up the road, now we've been to Fort William before, but we've never been to Skye. That section of road heading towards Lough Arbour and going round the Kyle of Lough Alsh and across to Skye, scenery that we have never seen before. You think you've seen one hill in the sunshine, you've seen them all, but we just had to pull over and stop. And Dorothy said to me, "Do you hear that?" And it was just silence. "Do you hear the word of the Lord?" And we listened. God spoke, and that happened. God spoke, and the world came into being. He said, "Let there be," and the bits and pieces knew exactly what they were to be, because God had said it. He said, "Let there be," and it came to being. It came to pass. God spoke and something happened. His word is proactive. God speaks to us. His promise is that his word will go out and will not return to him void. It won't look like space before God spoke. It will not return to him void. It will accomplish the very thing that it was set out to do. God spoke, we're here. God spoke, those hills look beautiful. We took our grandson strawberry picking on Saturday, second last day of the season down at Yonderton. And they've got wheat in the field. And the sound of the wind and the wheat, it's quite low, it's not very high. I had to kind of bend down to run my fingers through it. And the feeling and hearing the swishing. And I says, "Lord, I can hear you. I can hear you. I know what you're saying." I love being in the big wide open spaces and hearing God. He just speaks and drops a word into your heart. Certainly into my heart. I don't know where you hear from God the best, but it can be on my knees in a room, or it can be sat in a chair, it can be out walking, it can be sitting eating your dinner. But God speaks and things happen. His words create life. His words form and shape, and his words have cause and effect. Do you hear the word of the Lord? His words into your life are for a reason. They have cause and effect. King David says a lot about the voice of God in Psalm 29. Praise to God in his holiness and majesty. It starts off by saying, "Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And that's where we've started the meeting tonight, with worship. Worshiping God in the beauty of holiness. And I love how this has come from over 1,000 years before Christ. These words are over 3,000 years old. The word of God is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is more than 3,000 years old. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of God is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone shouts glory. Can everyone shout glory tonight?
Glory.
1, 2, 3.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I love language. So excuse the fancy word coming. Juxtaposition. Opposites. I love the juxtaposition in some of these. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Yes, he splinters the cedars of Lebanon. And he makes him also skip like a calf. Totally obliterates the cedars. And other cedars, he makes them skip like a young calf. He shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. And he strips the forest bare. But he makes the deer give birth. Do you hear the word of the Lord? The voice of God does all these things. We hear the voice of God. We aim, we hope, we pray, we long to hear the word of God. I'm going to get personal now. And I make no apologies. This is the word of the Lord. The voice of God does all these things. He causes your forests to be stripped bare. And he causes you to give birth. Do you hear the word of the Lord? Jesus says in John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. No nonsense words from Jesus. The very first thing in the chapter he says is that the vine dresser will come and cut away the dead wood. If you read through from John 14 to 16, the chapters, wonderful, wonderful words and teaching in those chapters. But the dead wood must go. The forest must be stripped bare. Do you hear the word of the Lord? You're getting quieter. This isn't an easy word, church. We're not living in easy days. Gathering and praising and worshiping God seems to be more intense, and our desire for worshiping him and knowing that we've been in his presence is more and more. It's stronger each time we come. God doesn't just give us that to fill us up and send us home happy. He gives us that for reason and for purpose. Are your roots deep? Are they deep enough that you trust? From Proverbs, incline your ear so that you may trust. Are your roots deep enough that you trust God to prune your branches? Are your roots deep enough that you trust God to strip your forest bare? Jesus says that this happens so that you and I can bear fruit. So as much as this is a challenging word, it is an encouraging word, because there's purpose to everything that God does and says, and everything that he says to us, whether it's challenging or I love you, child, it has purpose. So how does your larder look? How much fruit is there on your ministry tree? Is your vision of serving God in your life coming to pass? Or when the gardener takes his pruning shears out, do you put your running shoes on? Do you get up and say, Lord, not that again. I'm out of here. Do you uproot yourself and replant yourself somewhere else? This is the challenging part of the word. And again, I say I make no apologies for it. But do you uproot yourself and replant yourself somewhere else? Can I tell you, as a gardener, seeing the reflections in God's word so many times, again and again and again, the seasons of life, and Solomon spoke about it in Ecclesiastes, reflect the seasons of the year. And when you see a fruit tree or a tree that's a bush that's flowering, every gardener in the world will tell you, you want to move that somewhere else in the garden, don't do it just now while there's fruit on it. Don't do it while there's buds there. Don't do it at this particular point in time, because you'll disturb the roots And effectively, you'll be stripping the forest bare. You'll set everything right back. If you have a bit of a garden, you might say, well, you can dig wide around about it and dig all the way down and not disturb the roots and transplant the whole thing. But that's not the point. The point is not to move. Its roots are down deep. It's established. And there's fruit. There's flowers. It's blossoming. It's doing the thing it was purposed to do in the season that was purposed to do it. And all the gardener, the vine dresser, the pruner wants to do at the end of the season is trim back any diseased and dead, dying wood, cut it and leave it, feed it and say, right, carry on, next year you'll bloom again. Or think to yourself, actually, you would be better over there. Now's the time I'm going to transplant you and I'm going to give you an even better feed. I'm going to give you a bigger feed. I'm going to water you more as well as pruning back. And the plant responds accordingly. Because uprooting causes a great upheaval in your and my ability to grow. Dare I say it, it even causes deafness. And it can lead to a rebellious heart, Lord forbid, but it can. Surely God can't be asking me to give something up. I thought his grace covered me. Surely God loves me with an everlasting love and wants to give me the desires of my heart. He wants to give you the desires of his heart. His heart, not my want. And it's wonderful when these two things align because you've been seeking God in prayer and everything works together. But we all need to go through the refiner's fire to get to that place where we can truly say, your kingdom come, your will be done, and then follow through what that means for us. Because saying, your kingdom come, your will be done, and the Lord saying, this is what I require of you in this season, and then saying, no, I'm out of here. I've heard that before, Lord, somewhere. In fact, the last church I was in, somebody preached that, and I'm out of here, running shoes on, I'm gone. You know, the Holy Spirit, who gives life to that word, will bring that word to you again, and again, and again. Do you hear the word of the Lord? There's so much more of Jesus that we need. And we need to be so much less of us. You are called. You are chosen. You are redeemed. You're loved. You're forgiven. You're saved. You are the head and not the tail. You're mighty in valor. And you are part of the beloved. This is the word of the Lord. This is the encouragement. God loves you so much. He chose you. He redeemed you. He loved you. You're forgiven. He saved you. You're mighty in valor. You're part of the beloved. And he's telling you you're the head and not the tail. But sometimes he wants to make things better for you than they are. And you can't see them. I can't see them because we're not God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He's the Alpha and Omega. And when we incline our ear, hear what he says, trust him and let him do and let him be who he promises to be, we will see fruit on our vines in due season. That is Jesus' promise in John 15. And if you feel you're stuck in a rut and going round and round in circles, wondering why your ministry hasn't started, wondering why you can't seem to get going, wondering why things one after the other keep falling apart. Maybe, just maybe, you need to look in the mirror and say, Lord, am I in the way? Lord, is there dead wood that needs to be cut back? I can tell you that pruning hurts. It's not an easy thing to go through. And when I was pruned, I was blessed by a family and a church that were there That's what Paul says about the church, to encourage each other with psalms and spiritual songs and to be there for each other. Allowing the church to be church under your pastoral guidance, then the church can be the church and you can be led forward in the things of God. You can go through this. I prayed, Lord, take me through refiner's fire 15, 20 years ago. And about halfway through, I said, Lord, make it stop. And as clear as a bell, I heard the Lord saying, you asked me. I am with you. And then Sunday in church, Pastor Pat spoke and said, get into the Word. Do you hear the Word of the Lord? Stephen, where are you? Can you come back up, please? When you're going through pruning, lean in. The Lord's calling you and asking you to lean in. Don't run. Dig deep. Put your roots deep. Like the psalmist says, dig deep. Don't uproot and run. Dig deep. Be still and let God be God. Allow Him to establish your ministry and bring both your heart and His heart's desire into being. Draw nearer to Him than you've ever drawn before. Allow others to build you up with psalms and spiritual songs. And let the church be the church. Yes, Jesus called the church to go and to tell others. But within the church, we do need to, and we are told it's good to encourage each other when we're going through hard times. When God's calling us to let go of something so that He can establish us in His time and bring us to the place that we need to be in order that His kingdom can come and that His will can be done. He places people round about us with encouraging words, with loving words, with perfect godly timing. If we allow Him to do that, the voice of the Lord strips the forests bare. But the voice of the Lord also causes the deer to give birth. And we're often likened to the deer, hind feet in high places, longing for a drink of water as the deer pants for water. We're compared to that in Scripture as well, aren't we? That if we're thirsty and we're longing for God and the things of God to come to pass in our lives, that we can seek Him. And He will lead us, it's His promise, by streams of living water. He will lead us and He will equip you. He's not left you. He's not forsaking you. He's not punishing you. He's pruning you so that you can bear fruit in the right season. Being vulnerable isn't weak. And knowing who to trust takes wisdom. Seek godly counsel and pastoral advice and who it is that you seek to pray with you. You will see your ministry establish and grow in God's perfect time, and you will bear fruit just as God has promised. He's preparing you for a season that's ahead, a season that you don't yet know about. And the very reason that He's pruning you and shaping you is because He loves you. Do you hear the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. I'd like to leave it open for a time of prayer ministry if anybody wants to come forward, if they feel that they recognize anything of the word that the Lord's given tonight, if they feel they need prayer for anything. There's many pastors here. I'm going to just leave the floor open and we can come and pray. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love, with loving kindness I have drawn you. Amen. God bless.